Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Quick handheld roundup for 28 May. Three stories today: Google's AI threat defense, Figure's BotQ manufacturing ramp, and Figure's first real warehouse deal with Catalyst in Reno. We'll pull threads on security, scale, and real-world deployment.
Google's move is huge. Autonomous detection, triage, and even remediation at machine speed. For IT, that's predictable. But for robots, it raises a tougher question. What actions should a system take when the threat maps onto a physical actuator?
Exactly. In robotics, that's not just data loss. It can be a dropped pallet or a stopped conveyor. Integrating threat signals with sensor fusion, safety layers, and low-latency controls is non-trivial, and will decide whether this tech helps or hobbles fleets.
There's an operational trade-off. Allow automated remediation to keep things running, or force human review to avoid unsafe interventions. Expect hybrid modes where low-risk fixes are automatic, and high-risk ones require operator confirmation.
Now to Figure, moving from one BotQ a day to one an hour in under 120 days is a manufacturing leap. That cadence changes the economics. Suddenly, unit cost, spare parts, and deployment timelines look very different.
Scale reveals new work streams: maintenance ops, patch distribution, and fleet orchestration. More robots mean a larger attack surface and heavier demands on secure update channels and telemetry to manage failures at scale.
Then there's the Catalyst deal in Reno, the first in-field proof. This isn't a demo aisle anymore. It's a live distribution center workflow. What tasks they hand to humanoids and how those tasks affect cycle time will be telling.
Metrics to watch: uptime, picks per hour, error recovery time, integration friction with WMS, and how safety interlocks affect throughput. Those numbers will determine whether humanoids justify the move from pilot to production.
From an investor and engineering angle, success flips priorities: manufacturing and supply chain reliability over flashy demos, and operational tooling, diagnostic dashboards, spare part logistics, technician training.
And don't forget the risks: edge case handling in messy real sites, regulatory scrutiny around human-robot interaction, and social acceptance on the warehouse floor. All of these will shape rollout speed and scale.
If you're deciding where to place bets, watch independent benchmarks, incident reports, and the security posture of update pipelines. Those are the levers that will separate prototype headlines from durable deployments.
Put together, the three threads show an industry shifting from capability proofs to operational systems. Machine speed security, manufacturing scale, and real-world trials are converging, and each must be solved for the others to matter.
Bottom line, the building blocks are coming online, but deployment will be the final exam, not press releases. We'll keep watching Reno, BotQ volume metrics, and how robotic systems take direction from machine speed security. See you next update.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.